This is the second wolf connected to the relocation effort that has died. Officials say the first wolf likely died in transport to the island due to an anesthesia-related problem. Liz Valencia is with the National Park Service. She says a collar monitoring the wolf's vitals seemed to be sending mixed signals.
So we knew it was malfunctioning, but then when the tracker, the GPS tracks were showing it very located in one spot, then the park staff who were looking at it said, oh, this could mean it really is a mortality signal.
Valencia says park officials investigated the GPS tracker and found the wolf had died. She says it's not yet clear what led to the wolf's death. The wolf was the only male brought to the island as part of the first phase of the relocation effort. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.